Well, if you have never been to the Oregon Historical Society in downtown Portland, now is a great time to go. On display through June 6th is an exhibit of the Blanchet House looking back at 70 years of service to the community. Joining us this morning to give us more information on the special exhibit is the Executive Director of the Blanchet House, Scott Kerman. Scott, good morning. Thanks for being with us today.
Good morning, David. Good morning, Brenda. It's great to be with you on this second day of spring.
That's right. Exactly true. And thinking about that and getting out and about, maybe people do want to get out and go down to the Oregon Historical Society, see this new Blanchet House display. How did this come about?
You know, we contacted the Oregon Historical Society, and we let them know that we were about to celebrate our 70th anniversary, and really we were looking to see if they had any archive materials that might be interesting to us in terms of celebrating our 70th, and they let us know that special exhibits are something that organizations can do, and they provide this service for nonprofits. And normally, you know, you have to plan this years in advance,
right?
But we were able to get something together, and it really is, it's a wonderful exhibit. It's not very big, but it has a lot of information packed to it, and I want to give credit to our amazing marketing and communications director, Julie Showers, because she did such a marvelous job installing the exhibit and procuring all of the documents and photographs and other materials. And yeah, I really do hope people go check it out. You know, David, I think a lot of people who live here aren't even aware that the Oregon Historical Society exists.
Yeah.
But it is a terrific resource. They have beautiful exhibits, a lot of Oregon history. And so I hope people go there to see our exhibit and then discover what else that the Historical Society has to offer.
It's right down there in the park blocks, correct?
That's it. Yeah, it's easy to get to, and it's a beautiful space, and it's quite large, and they always have interesting special exhibits as well.
So if folks get a chance to go to the Oregon Historical Society, take a look at the Blanchet House display, what are they going to see?
Well, they'll see some documentary, some newspaper articles and photographs that really depict the 70-year history. And we've got a wonderful video that is on a loop that has interviews with people, including our founder, Jim O'Hanlon Sr., who's the only founder, sadly, who's still with us. But, you know, he's still as passionate as ever about the organization and really speaks to the history. We have some stools. If you've been to our service, you know that we have our famous Blanchet House milk stools that were made at Blanchet Farm.
Mm-hmm.
We've got some stools that are probably from the 1960s. They're weathered and well-used and really speak to a lot of history.
I envision Julie going down into the basement of the Blanchet House building and just kind of shaking away the dust and finding all of these artifacts and old articles. Is that the case, or were they readily available?
No, that was the part of it. It was going through a lot of boxes, and you know, I think like a lot of organizations, we realized we had not necessarily been preserving our archives in the best way possible for the 70-year history, and you know, that obviously wasn't the priority. The priority was service, and sometimes you know you blink and you don't realize you're not a 5-year-old organization,
right,
anymore. You've been around for 70 years, And so we're actually going to hire somebody who does professional archiving to make sure that we can really preserve this history for the next generation.
That's wonderful. Speaking with Scott Kerman, he is the executive director of the Blanchet House. They have a wonderful display at the Oregon Historical Society looking back at 70 years of service to the community. And speaking of service to the community, you just had your Lend a Helping Hand brunch. Did it go well for you guys?
Yeah, thank you for asking, David. The brunch was fantastic. This is our annual celebration of our service and community. It's a fundraiser, of course. It was very successful. We raised just over $300,000 for our services, which is just remarkable. There's just the generosity in our community and the dedication and passion that people have for what we're doing at Blanchet House. It never fails to amaze me.
That is fantastic. And I'll remind our listeners, too, BlanchetHouse.org. You can still donate anytime. They have a donation page there, too, so you can always give to this wonderful organization. So let's talk about your services now, that the pandemic hopefully is easing up a bit, going maskless. What are your plans?
Well, our plans are to reopen our indoor dining on May 2nd. So that gives us just over a month to make preparations. There's a lot that we have to do between now and then, and including train a lot of our staff and residents and volunteers in what the indoor service looked like. The amazing thing is that when I look around the facility, I realize there's only a few of us who ever experienced the service before the pandemic, and that includes volunteers. But we know it also includes a lot of the people that we're feeding right now. So that's a culture that we're going to have to rebuild almost from scratch.
Right. And remind folks how many folks you're serving on a daily basis.
Well, we're serving over 1,000 meals a day. That's probably a few hundred people each day. Mm. Some people come to us for all three meals in a day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Some just come for one or two meals. We're also still handing out quite a bit of clothing and hygiene and care kits and other supplies. And we have to figure out how we're going to continue to provide those important items to people as we transition back into our indoor service. You know, over the past 2 years, our services have expanded to meet the need in the community. And it's not like we can just snap our fingers and go back to the way things were before March of 2020. So, you know, we're trying to be very thoughtful about how we're going to be successful serving indoors again, create that experience that you know, we just remember so fondly, but also make sure that we're still responding to the needs in the community.
Well, that is great to hear. Opening the doors again May 2nd. Again, go to Blanchet House's website, BlanchetHouse.org. You can learn about how you can volunteer, how you can get involved, about making donations. All of the information is right there for you. Scott Kerman, Executive Director of the Blanchet House. Scott, always appreciate your time to come on with Mater Dei Radio. And again, congratulations on the 70 years, and invite folks to get to the Oregon Historical Society.
Thank you, Dave. I'm always grateful to speak with you and to speak to your community, and I wish everybody a blessed week.
You as well. God bless.
Bye-bye.